Okay, so we'll do the Maimer now, Baruch Shos and Nisim Laviseinu. And this is the Maimer that the Rebbe said in Shabbos Parshas Miketz, Zois Chanukah, in the year Hey Tovshin Mem Gimel. The Maimer Baruch Shos and Nisim Laviseinu B'Yom HaHem B'Zman HaZeh. It was published, they say right here in the Star, it was published in Tovshin Mem Ches. It came out in the booklet of Chanukah and Tovshin Mem Ches. Erev Chanukah Shnas HaKah Shnas Tovshin Mem Ches. Alright, so we'll do this Maimer. Baruch Shos and Nisim Laviseinu V'yomim Ahem B'zman HaZeh. So we're thanking Hashem for the miracle He's done for us in those days, in this time. So which miracles are we talking about? We're not talking about the miracle of the war, but rather we're talking about the miracle of the jug of oil. We're going to explain what is it, the miracle of the jug of oil, and how that oil, what it represents, and how this was a very great and a high level. Hine brocha zu, this brocha that Hashem made miracles, koi, this refers to loy al hanes the nitzochin hamilchama. This does not refer to the miracle of the victory of the war. As we say, it was a great miracle in the al hanesim. We say, go masarto giboirim biyat chaloshim v'chulu, that you have given over the mighty in the hands of the weak, etc. So that was a miracle, but that's not the miracle we're saying the bracha. Elo al hanes shehoyo bepach Hashem, but rather the bracha is for the miracle that took place with the jug of oil. And that's why this explains why when we make the bracha, we do it during the lighting of the menorah. Velochem mevorchin oiso, that's why you make that bracha of Shoshan Nisim kishemadlikim neiros Chanukah, when you light the Chanukah lamps. Or as the Gemara says also, Kshiroim es ha-Nedis, when you see the Nedis, Mevorach Shos HaNisim. Shetiknum, the rabbis instituted the bracha of Shos HaNisim, Lezecher ha-Nedis Shehoye B'Pach Hashem, to remember, as a remembrance to the miracle that took place with the jug of oil. It's explained in the Maimer that starts with Baruch Shos HaNisim for the Alter Rebbe, which has Im Hagoyes V'Ha'ores that Tzemach Tzedek. It has the notes and corrections of the Tzemach Tzedek, and Rebbe was printed over there. But nevertheless, this is Shabbatei Lahavin Mashenes the Chanukah Kovu Benedus, that in order to understand why the miracle of Chanukah was set with lights, with lamps, Tzorich Lahagdim Tchila Biyur Inyan Hashemen. First, we have to explain what is the idea of oil. So he explains there at length. The zeshe shemen tzof al gabe yayin umash mayin. The fact that oil will float on top of wine and water, which is really a kolamashkin, it floats on all liquids. Oil always floats to the top. Why is that? It's just like all physical matters, they evolve from their idea as they are in the spiritual realm. The reason we have physically oil floating on top of the other liquids is because oil in its root is higher than the other liquids in their root. From the spiritual level, it also manifests itself in the physical level, that oil will physically go on top of all of the other liquids. Because oil is higher than wine and water. In the spheres, the yayin umayim heim bina v'chochma. Yayin, wine, is understanding. It's a taste. That's level of bina, which there is an understanding, an articulation. Umayim, water, which is tasteless, is in the level of chokhma. Chokhma is beyond articulation. Yayin, bina, umayim, chokhma. So the wine is bina and the water is chokhma. The Rebbe will explain as we go down. V'shemen, but oil which is higher than chokhma bina, hu chokhma stima, that's the hidden level of source of chokhma, which is chokhma shabi keser, that's chokhma which is in keser. Ba'al pizeh mevayir shom, so based on this, he explains in that Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, Ze shechanukas ha-mizbeach hoiso al yidei shemishchu oisei b'shemen ha-mishcho. How did they dedicate the mizbeach, inaugurate the mizbeach? It was by anointing it with the anointing oil, as explained in the Pasuk in Tzav. And further, as the Rebbe brings down the note, so that it takes, why did we need anointing oil? Because the anointing, the oil, is a higher madrege than what's going to take place later on in the Mizbeach. And this has to come from Chochmah of Kesa, in order to prep the Mizbeach for its future uses of the Karbonos. Kichinuch ha-Mizbeach, the dedication of the Mizbeach, which is Chanukas. Chanukas ha-Mizbeach, Meloshon Chinuch. Chanukas, the dedication, it comes from the language of Chinuch, to dedicate, to educate. Ahoyo, to inaugurate. Ahoyo, Ayidei Hamshochas Oiris Nailim. That was by bringing down elevated lights. Shalemailo mehamshochas al yidei hakarbonos v'chulu shohayu achkach, which is higher than the level of the karbonos that were later on. Ukevavur b'mokem achar, as explained elsewhere. In a similar idea that we say that the inauguration has something higher than what takes place later, that when you inaugurate, when you start, and you bring from a higher place, we say also, the Zesha Nisim, his Nadvu L'Chanukas HaMizbeach Ribu Matonos. The fact that the leaders of the tribes, the Nisim, the prince, they dedicated to the Mizbeach many gifts. Why did they dedicate that for the Mizbeach, all these gifts? So that was in order, v'gami krivu k'teiris al-gabi ha-Mizbeach ha-chitzit. They also brought the incense and the Mizbeach ha-chitzit. Normally, the Ketores is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but over here, when they inaugurated it, they brought it into the they brought it on the Mizbeach Achitz, the Ketores. And the reason is who can b'chdei l'chanech as a Mizbeach, sheyia roi l'hakriv olav korbanos, that in order to dedicate, inaugurate Mizbeach, so that it should be fit to bring the korbanos on it, you need it to draw down very elevated drawing downs. Which is on a higher level than the hamshochas that takes place to the kabonos later on during the regular service. So you needed to start off with something bigger, and that's why they had the ketores mizbech achitz, and that's why we had all the gifts. And that's for the same reason. Also, the dedication of the mizbeach, the inauguration, was by anointing it with oil, which is bechinas chokhmah stima, which is the level of the hidden chokhmah of keser. Which is higher than that which was extended later on, was nimshach later on through the korbanos and the nisachim, the sakorbanos and the libations. So the libations or shemen and yayin, not shemen, was yayin, mayim, but this was even higher because this is the level of shemen. That's the way you inaugurate by bringing it in, drawing down a higher madrega. Then further in the Maimer, after explaining the idea of this anointing oil, he explains the Shemen Lamor, that the oil that was used for the luminary, here we're talking about the Shemen Hamishcha, the anointing oil, but the Shemen that you used in the menorah to light, Shaboy Hoyo Hanes de Chanukah, in which the miracle of Chanukah took place, is not the anointing oil. It took place with the oil that's used for the moir. Hunayla Yisir Gam Shemen Amishcha. That oil is even greater on a higher level than the Shemen Amishcha. Base. V'yeshleimar. So the Rebbe adds, he says that we can say that it's not only we're talking about the Shemen Hamishcho to demonstrate that the Shemen Amoyer is even greater than that, but there's actually a point in the Shemen Hamishcho itself relating to Chanukah. Yesh loimar, dezeh shemevayir barucha ba'amaymer, the Chanukah. This that he explained at length in the Maimer of Chanukah. That the reason why the inauguration of the Mizbech was through anointing oil because of the great level, that is not just serving as an introduction. That way we'll understand better the great advantage of the oil that was used for the menorah, for the moir, shalemayla yoser megam shemen amishcha, which is even higher than the anointing oil. So the reason, it's more than just that the reason for talking about the anointing oil, just to tell us that then that later on, but the shemen lamoir is even higher than that. Shaboy hayohanes the Chanukah, which is the miracle of Chanukah. Elo, but there's more. Shegam inyan ze Chanukah samizbeach b'shemen hamishcha. Also, this idea that the Chanukahs of the mizbeach was with the anointing oil shayich l'Chanukah, that also belongs, applies to Chanukah. Shalei hatam al ze shenikra b'shem Chanukah, because the reason why do we call Chanukah Chanukah? Well, Shem Chanukas Hamizbeach Shehoyso Oz. That's because of the dedication, the inauguration, the re-established the Mizbeach that was then. It was a Chanukah because the Yidden needed to rededicate or that the also that the it took place the completion of the Mishkan took place on Chanukah also. The Chanukah Samizbeach of Chanukah, it was a Chanukah Samizbeach then also because they desecrated it, but the first the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Mishkan, they waited till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the actual completion of the Mishkan was then. Shehoyso Oz, that was, took place then. As the Rebbe brings down on the notes, Zehu Gam HaTaymi, this is also the reason, one of the reasons, some of the reasons, Azesh B'Chanukah Kodim Korbonis HaNesim, that on Chanukah we read the sacrifices of the Nesim, that because the Nesim inaugurated the Mizbeach, so the inauguration of the Mizbeach is associated with Chanukah. So based on this, we can say that also the Chanukah Samizbeach that took place on Chanukah, the first Chanukah Samizbeach was with oil, Shema Mishcha. Over here, spiritually, even in the rededication of the Mizbeach that took place on Chanukah, there was this idea of the spiritual anointing oil. Elo sheyesh bo inyan naila yosef, but on Chanukah there is more than just having the anointment oil. Hanes shehoya b'shemen lamoir, the miracle that was in the oil that you used for lighting. So we have actually both, but we also have the shemen hamishcha associated to Chanukah, which was the dedication of the mizbeach. Vezohu gam mashesiu makri dimei haChanukah. This is also the end of the kri of Chanukah days. La'acha shekoydin haKarbonis daHanisim. After we read the Karbonis of the Nisim, gam zois Chanukas haMizbech biyoyim emoshach oisei. We also read the end of zois Chanukas haMizbeach biyoyim emoshach oisei. Hu ba'alois chasaneiris. Then we read about Behaloischa, lighting the menorah, Sheremes Gam al Neiros Chanukah, which is also hinted for, which hints for the Neiros Chanukah, that is the lighting of the menorah. The Yeshloimar Shu Beseder de Lamato Lamailo. So we can say it goes in the order from lower to higher. Betchilas Chanukah Samizbeach Halidei Shemen Hamishcha. First, you have the Chanukah Samizbeach through the anointing oil. Then you have the second step. You have the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil for the Mizbeach. And then you have the idea of Shemen LaMoir, the oil that is used for the lighting in the menorah. And the miracle that was made in the lighting oil. Gimel. So, what is this gradual, these different steps that the service all year, we have the korbanos, and as our preparation, we have the anointing oil, and we have the shemen lamoir, and the miracle with the shemen lamoir. So, explaining this idea, hina ha-korbanos sheikrivu al gabe ha-mizbeach, the offerings, the korbanos that they brought on the mizbeach. And likewise, the libations that they would pour on the Mizbeach, they are drawing down a level of pnimius, an inner level. So, nikroim korbonis unisochim b'shem achila ushtia. That's why we call it eating and drinking. The karbonis are called lachem, Ishai, the Gemara brings down from the Gemara and Megillah, that Lachmi Ishai, there's all the idea that the Mizbeach eats and drinks, Ki Ham Shocha Shal Yidei HaKorbonis VaNesochim, because what is drawn down through the Korbonis and the libation, he Bechinas Pnimius, it's an inner that comes down. Bedugmas achilo ushtiya begashmius shenasim dam ubosar kibsore. It's similar to eating and drinking physically, and what you eat and drink becomes your blood and flesh, which is an inner. This is why the hamshocha is something like eating and drinking that you absorb in a primius, in an inside. So that's the Karbonis and the Nesochim. V'hameshocha shalidah Nesochim, and what we draw down through the libations, he nailis yoser v'hameshocha shalidah Karbonis, that's more elevated, that's a greater level than the hameshocha that comes through the Karbonis. So the drinking, the libation is higher than the eating, than the Karbonis. Just like physically when you eat and drink, through the food, it's revealed only the external part of the nefesh. When you eat, or we're talking about wine, not drink. Drinking here is the wine. Wine reveals the inside. Nichnas ne'ayin yotze soid. When you eat, you only reveal the external, the vitality of the soul. You're alive. But through wine, you reveal the inner of the soul. K'meikein hu, the soid of the neshama of the nefesh. Kenu b'achilu shtiya the mizbeach. Likewise, is the eating and drinking of the mizbeach, the libation of the mizbeach and the korbanos. Tamshocha shalidei korbanos shenikra b'shem lechem. The what comes down through the offerings, the korbanos, that is called the lechem. Hurak his pashtus achayis. Lahachi is called hoilomis. That's only the expansion of the vitality to vitalize all the world, which is the level of memalikul almim, the level that fills the world. But va'yidei hanisochim, through the libation, and basically it's the wine over there. Huam shochas v'gilu apnimis. That brings down and reveals the inner shalemailo me'achayis the hoilomis, which is higher than the vitality, the pnimis achayis of the world, which is the soivev kol almin, which is surrounding the world. Ubenesochim gufa. And when we talk about the libations itself, we have normally the libation consisted of wine, but on Sukkot it was water. That's why we have the yayin and the mayim. Ubenesochim gufa. In the bechag Sukkot, so on Sukkot there was also the libations of water. In addition to the libation of wine, which was all year, on Sukkot they also brought mayim, they also brought water. That's a higher level even than above Nisuchayayin. So the Nisuchayayin, that's the Makif. That's the level of Sevim Kul Almim. And then you have on Sukkot the level of Yayin. As explained in Likutei Torah, that this whole idea of pouring water on the Mizbeach isn't clear, articulated, it's learned from Aremes, from the Pasuk, but it's not clear in the Torah to pour the water. This is why the libation of wine is explicit in the written Torah. Mashenkin nisu chamayim hu halacha l'moshe m'sina, as opposed to the libation of the water is a tradition passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai orally. V'rak derabonon samchu akroi, the psukim that we learned, the hint, the extra mem yud mem by the karbonis that we learn, that's the rabbis leaned it and found it a leaning on a pasuk. So how come Takeh we don't? The Alter Rebbe explains why is there no clear instruction about the mayim on sukkahs. Is kibchinas chokma nisu chamayim. Because we learned before we have the yayin the mayim chokma bina. Because the level of chokma nisu chamayim eina yechoylo liyos kosuf. That is not able to be written in the written Torah, so that it expands into written letters. It couldn't do that. That's why it's higher. That's why the libation of water is in the oral Torah. Al derech, similar to the statement of Arevim alai divrei sofrim, that the words of the scribes, the Rabbanon, is sweeter to me more than the wine of Torah. So you have an additional the Yena Shel Torah. That's the level of Bina that can be comes down in Torah Shebiksav, and that's why the Labeishem Nisuch Hayayin is mentioned the Torah Shebiksav. But the Nisuch HaMayim is a raven like Divrei Sefrim, which cannot even be written because it's even in a higher level. And the Yesh LaHoysif, we can add Shashaychas, the Inyan Zeh, this connection of this idea that we say Sheyayin Hu Bina, Hu Mayim Hem Chochma, that wine is considered Bina, wine is Chochma. And we can connect it liyayin umayim kibshuta begashmim to wine and water literally as they're physically. Sheyayin yesh beitam v'udover ha-mesameach. Wine has taste and it's an item which makes the person happy. Va'ad she'ein emrim shira el alayayin, to the extent that if you want to sing, you have to have wine, which means to say that wine brings simcha. So wine is tasty, wine rejoices. And say song on wine, it's something which is comprehensible, which is enjoyable, which is associated with a person being able to fully take it in. Mashenkin mayim ein bam tam. But when you talk about water, water has no taste. And so lochein, for that reason, ein mevarchin ala mayim eluk shesheisa letzomai. You don't make a bracha on water only when you drink it when you're thirsty, but ordinarily, if you're just going to drink water, because it has no taste, you don't make any bracha. Lefishein ha'ano lo'odom b'shtiyas ha'mayim elu b'shoshu utzomai, because a person does not enjoy water only when he's thirsty. So you see this physical manifestation of water being tasteless and without enjoyment, and wine being very tasty and simcha and enjoyable and brings about song. So that different chiluk zeshem in yayim lemayim hu. So this physical distinction between wine and water, that fits with their spiritual aspect. Because wine is the level of bina, which is tam havone v'hasoge, that is taste. Taste means understanding and grasping. Umayim hem chokma l'mayla mehatam, and water is chokma, which is higher than reason. So wine and water, the way they're physically tasty versus non-taste, are associated with their source, that wine is bina, which is understanding and Therefore, that's called tasty. And mayim, which is not tasty, is chokma, which is higher than tasty. Dalit. Hine mevur bekama drushim. In many maimorim, it's explained. Deze shahat toira nimshalo liyayin. Veshemen, that the toira that is compared to wine and oil. Koyi alrozi toira. That references the secrets of Torah. The secrets of Torah are called the wine and the oil. Shehem, dugma sayayin v'hashemen. The secrets of Torah are similar to the wine and the oil. Shehem mechusim v'ne'alomim v'novim v'zeisim. The wine and the oil are covered and they're hidden inside the grapes and the olives. What's the difference? Why is this wine and this is oil within the secrets of Torah? The difference between wine and oil is the yayin hurozi Torah. Wine is the secrets of Torah, it's hidden. But the shemen hurozi dirozi, and the oil is even a secret of the secret, more obscure. So from this we can understand the that the fact that Torah is also equated to water, so that would mean the revealed part, that would be, that references the revealed part of Torah, because it's not hidden, it's not inside the olive or the grapes, it's open, it's water. So that's why that goes on the reveal part of Torah. Ukemevuer b'Tanya, as explained in the Tanya, the atam al ze she Torah nimsh lo lemayim hu. What is the reason for the fact that Torah has been equated to water? Is ki kemoi shemayim yeridim emakum gavaya lemakum namach. Just as water descends from a high place to a low place. Kacha Torah, likewise the Torah, Yerda Mimekoima, it descended from its place. Shiritzoyne v'chokhmosu Yizbarech, which is Hashem's will and wisdom, umisham naso v'yorda, and from there it journeyed and descended. Achen islapsha b'dvorim gashmim v'inyone elam hazeh, until it dressed up in physical matters and matters of this world. The Rav Halochas HaTorah hem b'dvorim gashmim. The majority of laws of Torah, physical matters, water, it's, the Torah is like the water, comes down from above, below, into physical matter. So, v'tzorich lahavin, so we need to understand, the bir zehu l'choyre, l'hepech m'hamavur b'maymer zeh, that seems to be explanation opposite in this maymer. Over there we're saying that water is nigla, galia, revealed, and shemen and olives are hidden, is a higher level. But in this maimer, but in our maimer, the mas baruch shosh nisim badrushim chagas sukkos binyanis chayim amayim. And when it discusses the libation of wine and water, shemayim heim lemayla miyayim. We're saying that water is even higher. The shafta mayim besosin. The fact that mayim and sukkos, the libation of water, is beyond reason. It's even higher than the level of mayim. And here we're saying that by us we're saying that Mayim is the highest level, and over there it seems like Shemen and Yain the higher level. Yeshloimer Abir Bazeh Apiklal Hayidu. We can say the explanation based on the known rule: the Chol Hagavoya Bi Yoser Yored Lamata Yoser. That anything which is very high will descend very low. The mezem move on. From this we understand the ze shemayim mitzad atzmam heim b'teva hamshocha v'agili. This that water on their own are naturally drawn down and revealed ad sheyordim davkei l'mekayim nochu namuch, to the extent that not only will they specifically go down to the low place. The gam la'achre shenimshchu lamata, even after they were drawn below, hen mshachem b'tivom So naturally they're drawn to go even lower. How come they have that characteristic? It's because the root of where they come comes from a very high place. So based on this, we can say this that it says in that it appears in many memorim that water is below wine. That is because of their actually natural nature that they go down, that they're in lower level. The mayim hem tevaham shachav agilu kinal. That water is naturally drawn down and revealed. Mashenkin yain mitzad atzma, as opposed to wine on its own, hum mechuse v'tomun ba'anobov, is covered and hidden in the grapes. Ubichdei sheyovim helim lagilu hal yidei pulu v'shtadlus. It doesn't on its own come out. It takes an act, it takes an effort to bring it out into the open. Dizehu gam hatam, this is also just like the effort that you need to bring out the wine from the grapes, is also the reason shenichnas yain yotzesot, that the wine goes in, the secret comes out. Ki kemoi shayayin atzmei hu gilu helem, as wine itself is the revelation of what's hidden, it was in the grape and it's revealed. That which was in the beginning hidden in its grapes comes out openly. So likewise, it impacts also the person. That it brings by the person his own secret to come out openly, because that is what happens to the wine itself. So the natural, the practical, wine goes down, teva hagilu on its own. Wine needs to be squeezed to come out. So it turns out that in the revealed level, water is lower than wine. And this that it's explained in this maimorim, that water is higher than wine, Umitzad Mailas Shoidashamayim, that is because of the advantage of the root of the water. Shaniker Gamba Tevashalam Bepoil, which you can tell that my that elevated level in their actual nature, the Zesh Yerdim Lamokim Namuchu, that the fact that they go down to the low place, who canal as I said before, Mitzad Zeshabishorsham Haim. Because in their root they are very high. So because of their high root, that's why they come down very low. And that's why also the water has no taste below. Because even as they descend below, nikar bohem, you can tell that in the root they're higher. So that's why even as they come down below, they're beyond reason, because that aspect of the water, that it is higher, it has a very high root, you can tell in the fact that the water doesn't have any taste. But that's why in the root water is higher than yayin. But in the revelation, water is the teva hagilui, and mayim is, and the wine is hidden. In order to get to the wine, you have to squeeze it, as Rebbe explained. So we're up to Ishei over here. He was discussing earlier the different levels, water versus wine. In this Maimer, under my Marim quoted over here, it seemed like water is a higher level than wine. It doesn't have taste. A taste means it's already brought down to a level in which the person can access it. It has taste. But the level of water is sort of higher because it has no taste. You don't make a bracha only if you're thirsty, etc., as he discussed there. But in the other Maimorim, it sounded like the level of wine is higher than water because wine is hidden inside of the grapes. It is obscured from revelation. It's hidden. You have to work at it to squeeze the grapes to get it out, as opposed to water. Water is readily available. So how do we reconcile these two ideas? So he discussed that water, taka, because it has a higher level, that's why it goes down lower. So when you look at it in the Poyel Mamish, in actuality, the water is on a lower level, and it has in it a root which comes from higher. The root that it comes from higher is that's why they don't have any taste. They descend from above to below, from the higher level, but we can tell that they're in a higher level, that they don't have a taste, even as they have descended below. And now we're going to learn the difference between wine and oil. Here, in a sense, that wine and oil, both of them come after you squeeze the fruit. You have to squeeze the grape. You also have to crush the olives. And the Rebbe will explain over here that there is a difference between how much you have to squeeze the grape and the olive. The squeezing the grape is quicker than crushing the olive to get the oil. There's the differences. And while wine represents the secret of Torah, but it's a secret which is close to revelation, it's easy to squeeze it out. The level of oil, you need a crush because that represents rosin dirosin, the secrets of the secrets of Torah, which means it's not even close to the outside to being revealed. You had to really crush it. And as he's going to explain also, in the Sviris, etc. Let's look inside. Hey, v'hine mevuer li'il. Earlier in Sif Aleph, it was explained mehamaimer divra maschil baruch shos anisim, from the maimer which starts with the heading baruch shos anisim, blessed is the one who made miracles. Deze sheshemen tzof al gabi kol hamashkin, the characteristic, the nature, that oil always floats on top of all liquids. How come physically, if you put oil together with other liquids, the oil will float to the top? Because oil is above all liquids. Above all liquids is oil. That's why it'll float on top. And based on what we explained earlier in Siv Dalet, the Mailas Hayagin al Hamayim. Over there, explained what is the advantage of wine over water. He Shahayagin mitzad atzmai hu behelim. Tomun Banovov, that wine on its own, before you squeeze it, it's hidden. Tomun ba'anovav, it's hidden inside the grapes. Umayla samayim al hayayin, and the advantage of water over wine. Where do you see the advantage of water over wine? Himitzad shorshom, is because of their root. In their root, the water is higher than wine, because sheze nikar bahem gam bozeh shem lemaila mahatam. That can be recognized in the water also, in the aspect that they're above, they don't have a taste. The fact they're not a taste represents that the water comes from a greater level than the level of wine, which has a taste, and therefore means it's reachable, which is not water. Water is beyond taste. Sorich loymar. So based on this idea with regards to wine and water, we're going to say the same thing is with regards to oil. That oil is higher both from wine and water. Because we say that it floats on top of all liquids, on top of wine and water. The fact that oil is higher, hein miyayin, vehein mimayin, both from wine, higher than wine, higher than water, hu bishnei ha'inyonim, is in these two aspects. Hein b'inyan ha'helem shaboy, both also in the matter, how obscure. We say that water is revealed, wine is hidden in the grapes. Oil, in the level of its obscurity, is even more than, it's higher than wine. It's even more obscure. Shaboy, the ha'helem, the shemen, that obscurity of the oil, zesh hu tamud b'hazesim, the fact that it's hidden in the olives, hu helem godl yoiser ma'helem the yayin. That's even a greater obscurity than the obscurity of wine that is hidden in the grapes. Oil in the olives are more obscure than wine in the grapes. That's in one aspect. Also in the other aspect that we say that the water, we said, was as the aspect that you can tell that it's greater than wine, so you can also say that it's greater than the oil. It's higher than the taste. It's even less than the water. Oil is less because by water, as you're going to say later on, at least you can drink it. Oil you can't drink on its own, so there's a less accessible to the person, which was the advantage of water. It's greater in oil. Oil is even less accessible, even less than water. So this makes oil on a higher level, both than the wine and the water, and in both aspects. A, it's more hidden. And it is also beyond taste, beyond benefit, enjoyment for the person, as Kilkama Suzai. Vo'inyanu, what is the idea over here? The ha'helem the yayin shuhu tomun ba'anovav hu helem ha'koriv legilui. This hidden of the wine, that wine is hidden in the grapes, it's a helem, it's obscure, but it's hakarev legilui. It's close to revelation. It's obscure, but it's not far away from revelation. Shelochein, and therefore gilui hayayin mehelomoi. How do we reveal the wine from its obscure state? Hu al yidei shesoichatin esahanovim. That is by squeezing the grapes. She'ein ze hishtadlus kol kach. That's not such an effort. Mash'ein kein ha'elem de shemen, as opposed to the obscurity, the hidden of the oil, kimoi shehu tamun ba'azesim, as it is hidden inside the olives, hu helem she'ein ekorev ligilu. It's an obscurity which is not close It's not near revelation. Shalachain. And therefore, b'chdei legalis Hashem in mehelama, in order to reveal the oil from its obscurity, tzarich lichtosh es hazesim, you need to crush the olives. Shehu kitisha, that to crush is ishtadlus b'yoser. That's a very strong effort. A lot more than just squeezing the grapes. Over here you need to crush it, which is more effort, because it's more obscure, it's further away from Gilui. And this is what the Maimorim explain, that the Yayin hu rozei Torah, that wine is the secrets of Torah, v'shemen hu rozin dirozin, and oil is the secrets of the secrets. And therefore, in order just when you want to reveal the secrets of Torah, since they are obscure, but it's still connected to revelation, not far away, over there is sufficient an effort on the usual way. In order to reveal the secrets of the secret, since they are obscure and they are not connected to revelations, far away from revelation, so in order to bring about their revelation, for that is required a very strong effort, like crushing, to bring out and to reveal the rosin diros in the secrets of the secrets. Vav, is vav. V'yuvan ze hachiluk shemen shnei fani yigiyah. Now we understand this difference between these two types of effort. Also from the fact that in the revealed part of Torah, yesh shnei sugim biyigia, there are two categories in effort. There's two levels of how much effort you put in learning in yigia, even in nigla de Torah. The im yesh limud haTorah bechlal beize inyan sheyeh. Although, generally speaking, when we study Torah, whatever aspect you are studying, no matter, tzarich liyeh biyigia davka, needs to be with effort, with toil. You got to toil in Torah. But to such an extent, we say this, shegam kishachoyzer al inyan shalomat kvar, even when one reviews a matter that he has already studied, still, in his review, tzarich liyeh limudei biyim v'yigia, he needs to study in a way of intensity and with toil. Va'ad, it is so necessary for the person to toil in Torah, even when he's reviewing, she'im choyzer al ha'inyan shalomat kvar b'li'iyun, if he would review a topic that he has already learned, but he will review it without intensity, without iyun. Nikra ze b'shem bitl Torah. We call it bitl Torah. The Rebbe has a long note here in 45. That's why we call in the Gemara Megillah mevatlin Talmud Torah boim l'shmoya mikra Megillah, that you waste time of learning to come and listen to the Megillah. Why would we call that Bittul Torah? But reading the Megillah is not Talmud Torah, that's learning the Torah. And the explanation is because reading the Megillah ordinarily is done just by listening, reviewing, without intensity, without iyun. So relative to his regular learning Torah, which needs to be iyun, it's called Bittul Torah. So you see that always you need the level of intense you need to toil in Torah. Malachas kama bekamo, that's any time we learn Torah. But how much more so? Kishaloi made in yonim amukim betoira. When one studies deep aspects of the Torah, shos tzorich liyageyatz may be yigiyatzuma yoyse. Then it needs to toil by himself, effort with a very powerful effort, yoyse, even more to understand deep matters. He needs to more intensely, more. He needs to work very hard. Yesh Bazek, Kibuba self understood, there is Kama Bakama Dargis. There's many, many levels. Dargis Elu Levatl. The toil in all of these levels, he does not need, it is not necessary to negate his previous standing, his previous mitzias, his essence. He doesn't have to negate himself in order to be able to achieve understanding in this level. Just needs a lot of toil. As opposed to when one learns an aspect in Torah which is not at all in his compared to him, it's just in a totally beyond. Hayegia he, then the toil is be'ofen in such a way shetzorich levatl mitzius hakademis, he needs to negate and do away with his previous existence. That is called kitisha, that is the crushing, to crush, to remove and to leave the previous way. Valderech, similar to we find, Shereb Zeira Tzom Meyo Taniso, Rabbi Zeira fasted 100 fast day, Kidei Lishkoyach, when he moved from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted 100 fast, Kidei Lishkoyach Talmud Babli, in order for him to forget the Babylonian Talmud. Why did he want to forget? Bichdei Sheyuchal Lilmei Talmud Yerushalmi, so that he should able to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, that it should not interfere with his ability of learning the new style. So he needs to do away with his previous, not to remember at all. And in a similar way is the difference between Hayigia Bishvil Hagilu D'Rozi Torah, the effort that needs to be in order to reveal the secrets of the Torah, lehayigia, to the effort that is needed b'shvil hagilu derozin derozin, to understand and to reveal the secrets of the secrets. So that's in the level of how obscure, how hidden it is. But also there is the advantage of oil that is still considered to be above understanding, even when you already have the oil. When you already have the rosin. Zayin. V'oy maila b'shemen al yayin. There is an additional advantage of the oil over the wine. The hashemen gam la'achar shubo b'gilui. The oil, even after it comes to revelation, al yidei akatisha, through the crushing, einoi roi lishtia kishu b'nefnei atzme, isn't fit to be drunk as it is by itself. Oil in itself you can't drink. Ve'ein mevarchim olav, you don't make a bracha if you drink oil kishoshin oisek kamashu b'nefnei atzme, if you would drink it as it is on its own. Because that is damaging to the person. And this is unlike the loike hayayin, unlike wine. After you squeeze the wine, then it becomes an important drink. Umevarchim olav boire pri hagofen, and you make on it the blessing of pri hagofen. Why is that? Lefi shahashemen gam la'achre haketisha, for the oil, even after it was crushed, hu lemailo adayin mimchinas gilu mamash. It is still above from real, actual revelation. It's still not fit to drink. Even after you squeezed it and you crushed it and you brought it out, it's still not fit. So we can add, and there is to add, the inyan ze behelem de shemen, this concept that it's obscure, the obscurity of oil, that it's not fit for drinking, this is greater, on a higher level, more than the obscurity of water that don't have a taste and is bitterly ill, Siv Gimel Dalet, as we explained earlier in Siv Gimel Dalet. The fact that oil cannot be drunk, that is more helem, that's more obscure even than water that have no taste. The mayim im hayos she'ein bahem tam hem ru'uyin lishtia. For water, even though they have no taste, are still fit to be drink. And it's even more than that. It's not only that they're fit to drink, but sometimes if you feel that you're thirsty, then you even make a bracha. You can actually also enjoy, benefit from them. In order to benefit, the person needs to feel a sense that he's lacking, that he's thirsty. Mashein kein shemen, as opposed to oil, kshu bifnei atzmei, when it's by itself, but not mixed in with other stuff, hine loy rak sheyefshel hanis memenu. It's not only that you can't enjoy oil, el sheino roy lishtia klal, but it's not fit. It's not fit for drinking at all. Lihi yoisei bichinas helam shelamayla megilu, because it's obscure, which is higher than revelation. So that means that its obscurity is even greater than the obscurity of water. Water, at least, is fit to drink. And water, you can even make a bracha if you're thirsty. But oil is not fit to drink at all. That means it's more obscure. And we can say that this fits the way their spiritual meaning of water and oil, the chiluk zeh ben yayin mayim v'shemen, the difference between wine, water, and oil, it goes in this order. Wine is tasty, water doesn't have a taste but could be drank, and oil, you can't drink. The yayin yesh li tam, wine has a taste. Mayim ein lem tam, water have no taste, aval ru'im l'shtida, fit to drink. V'shemen ainu royu lishtia, but oil is not fit to drink. Hu behesem li'inyonom beruchnius, that is, fits to their aspects, the way they're spiritually. In the order of the sefirahs they represent, the yayin hu bina, yayin is the level of bina, v'lochen yesh loy tam, and that's why it has a taste, which is havona v'hasoga, bina is understanding and grasp. When you're able to understand and grasp, that means you can enjoy it. That is a taste. That is wine. Mayim water him chokma. That's chokma. Shelem mailo mahavona v'hasoga. That is beyond understanding and grasp. V'lochem ein lahem tam. And that's why they have no taste. Aval afal pikein hem ru'in lishtia. They're still fit to be drink and drink them. Ba'at she'shayich gam lahonis mehem. It's possible to enjoy chokhmah, just like water. Li'yosom Chachma Hagaluya, because it is still the revealed Chachma versus the hidden Chachma, Chachma Stima. This is Chachma Hagaluya. Chachma de Atzilus is revealed, so therefore there's a possibility of benefiting. But Vishemen u Chachma Stima, the oil that is the hidden level of Chachma, Shelemailam Hagilui de Bina, Vegam Hagilui de Chachma, which is higher than both, than the revelation of Bina, and even and also from the revelation of Chochma. Ein roi lishtiyah, that's not fit to drink. Oisches. Vezehu shechanukas hamizbeyach hoiso. Al yidei shemoshchu hoiso b'shemen hamishcha. This discussed earlier that the dedication of the mizbeyach was dedicated by anointing it with the anointing oil. Shal yidei shenimshech boy mibchinas chochmas timo, through the oil that the mizbeach was anointed, extended to it, the level of chochmas timo, chochmas shemikeser, chochmas keser, which is oil. Ayidei zenimshech gam hakoyach lehalechem de korbonis, that gives the power to the bread of the korbonis ulinisuch hayayin de bina. Those are all in the level of bina, the regular libation of wine, which was done all year, and the bread of the korbonis, which are all considered to be internal and associated with bina. So you first have the meshicha from Chochmas Timo on the Mizbech in order to be followed later on by the korbonis and the nisuch hayayin of bina, and then especially on Sukkos ule nisuch hamayim the Chochma, and also for the libation of water of Chochma, which was when we had the nisuch hamayim. Okay, so that is the three levels. You have the shemen, which is the meshichas from the mizbeach. You have the wine and the korbanos, the regular, which is the bina. And you have the nisuch hamayim on Sukkos, which is the chochma. There's an additional part in the shemen. The shemen ha-mishcha had also besamim, it had also spices. And that's an additional level. Spiced oil shows on a higher level because the smell is not something that you can take with your physical, but you can only take it with the spiritual senses, the sense of smell, and that represents even a higher level. He adds in the maimer, the b'shemen ha-mishcho hoyu besamim, that in the anointing oil there were spices, which is inyan hareach, which is the concept of smell, shohu lemailo gam mishemen, which is also above, higher than oil. So we can give, say, the explanation in this additional idea that there is also the level of the smell, the besamim, the shemen, because if we talk just about oil, im heyoisei lemailo mehatam vehahanoe dehoodom, although it's above the taste and the benefit of the person, as is when it's just oil, v'at sheinei ro'ui lishtia, to the extent that it's not fit to be drunk at all, the oil hu nitvas b'mishush, but yet you can capture it, you can feel oil. But when we talk about a smell, an aroma, the besamim einoi nitvas b'mishush, you cannot capture it by feeling it. And even more than just the fact that this is not physically captured, we say the reyach hu davar shaneshama And then he said it's only the neshama, which is the advantage the Rebbe brings down of smell over sound and look, that that's higher than that's all than that is higher. It's only, it says that Dabar Shat Neshama Nyanis Menu V'Le'aguf. It's only the soul benefits from it and not the body, as the Gemara in Brachas says. Let me note over here. So, Mezem, move on. So now we understand. So this is even a higher level than just oil. This is a level of Besomim, which is not felt, and it's something which the soul benefits. Mezem, move on. Gam Behadargis. The Chokhmas HaTorah, so also in the steps, the levels of the wisdom of Torah. So we talked before, Shenim Shulu L'Shemen U'L'Reyach, that we compared the Torah to oil and smell. The Zeh SheHaTorah Nimshulu L'Shemen, this that Torah has been compared to oil, Koyi Kenal goes, as we said before, Al Rozin D'Rozin, on the secrets of the secrets. Shegam heim, because even they, rozin de rozin, the secrets of the secrets, boyim begilui sichli, they come in an intellectual revelation. Even the secrets of the secrets. Ba'at sheheim mislapshim be'oisyes, to the extent they dress up in letters, they can be understood by dressing up in the form, in the letters, and that makes them more accessible, that makes them nitfas like the oil. As opposed to the aspect of the smell of Torah, that is totally beyond grasp. Even higher. That's the aspect of the reyach of Torah. Still, kemoisha hareyach, just like the smell. Ime yoisu dover shan shomen enis menu v'loy haguf. Even though it is an aspect in which the soul benefits and not the body, hare yodua, but it's still known, shadei reyach chozok, when you have a strong smell, meshivin es hanefesh. That's the way to return. If a person faints, God forbid, in return, the soul is by giving him a strong smell. Shatumshach begilu behaguf, that it should be extended, revealed into the body. So while in general we say that the soul benefits and not the body, but the soul sort of wakes up the smell, wakes up the soul, so that the soul then comes down to the body. So similarly, we can say with regards to the aroma, to the reyach, the level of smell of Torah, that extends in the practical ruling of the law. That's the aspect of reyach, in the aspect of the law of ad. We say Mashiach will be smelling and judging. They wanted to test Bar Kuziva, they wanted to test if he can smell and judge, if he's Mashiach or not. Because Mashiach will smell and judge, meaning from the level of smell to come down in judgment like the neshama returns to the body. The b'chinas ha'reich sheboi, Yumshach bepsak din bepoil, the level of reyach that's in the in him, in the Torah, should come down in the actual ruling. Moirach v'doim, the smell and judge. Elo shahatam da psak din hu lemayla maseichel legamri. But the reasoning for this ruling is beyond the seichel. That's why it's a smell. It is nimshach in halacha lemaisa, but it's above sechel. V'yesh loimar, shehu al derech shosak rav. Gemara says, he challenged him. Rav didn't answer. didn't mean umekomakum lahodarbe. And yet he did not retract. He continued with his opinion, meaning that it's a level which is higher than the level of chokhmah. Tagam shezeh oyu etzlem b'chinas riyah the chokhmah she'loy nizgal b'seichel klal. Although by Rav this was in a level he saw it in chokhmah, he couldn't argue it, he couldn't explain it, but yet it was in a level she'loy nizgal b'seichel klal. He didn't retract. He kept on by this ruling. This has not been revealed in intellect at all. Based on seeing this beyond the intellect, he ruled a halachic ruling in actuality based upon that which he saw based on a higher level. That's the moirach v'doin, to bring down the level of reach into halach. So we talked about wine. We talked about water, we talked about wine, and we talked about oil, and then we talked about even a higher level, the spices, the besomim of the oil. And now we're going to talk about there's a higher level in oil which you put into the menorah. That's not anointing oil, that's lighting oil. And the lighting oil doesn't actually remain, the lighting oil doesn't remain oil, but actually it's consumed, it's burnt, the fire goes up. That's even a higher level. After he explains in the Maimer, in Dibur HaMaschil HaSabaruch Shnos HaNisim, Goydel Ho'il Uydeshemen HaMishcha, the great advantage of the anointing oil, who Mevayir, he explains, the Shem and Lamoir, the oil that is used to bring light, to make light. Sheboy ho yohanez de Chanukah, with which the miracle of Chanukah was, not with anointing oil, that was with the lighting oil, the oil of the menorah, hu naile yoiser gam mishemen hamishcha, that is even greater than the anointing oil. Hine ha'oir shenase mehashemen. For the light that comes from the oil, that is made out of the oil, the hoir bo mikiloyin hashemen, that light comes from the consumption of the oil, hu lemailo mehashemen, that's higher than oil, vehu al derech hareyach shehoyo b'shemen hamishcho, that is similar to the smell, the aroma that was in the anointing oil, shulamayla mehashemen, which is higher than oil. But in this case, he says in the bracket, we say to mezu, it's even higher than the besomim of the shemen hamishchad. Oir shenase mehashemen, the oil that is, the light that is made out of the oil, the shemen is higher even than the aroma, than the smell of the oil. As explained the Maimer. What's the difference between the besomim of the oil and the lighting oil? The difference is the horeyach shebeshemen hamishcho bishvil hashemen. The smell that is in the anointing oil is for the oil. Shal yidei horeyach nimshach hashemen dechokhmas timo ligilui. Through the oil, through the smell, the oil, which is the level of chokhmas timo, the hidden chokhmah of keser, it comes revealed ligilui. So that they can dedicate with that oil the mizbeach, so that it should be fit for the sacrifices and the libations that follow. Mashein kein b'shemen ve'oir. When we talk about oil and light, we're not doing it for the oil, like the psalmim is for the oil. Over here, hu adrab, it's on the contrary. The hashemen hu b'shvil ha'oir, its oil is for the light. The purpose of the oil is the light, not for the purpose of the oil. To the extent that the oil is consumed, and from that is made light. And there's another aspect in this. The oil shenase mikiloyin hashemen, the light that is made out of the consumption of the oil. Although light on its own is obscure, that oil, that light, the noise of loze shatava de oil. In addition, that the nature of light, no matter what fire, always wants to go up to its root. So it's always a level of helam. But specifically, when we talk about the light, which is made up from the consumption of the oil, so even oil is a level of helam. Balachas kamo vekamo ha'oir shenase mikiloyin hashemen, and how much more so the light that is made out of the consumption of oil. So that light ulamayla mimenu, and above it, that this is something which is naturally not there. Need the shaman to kiloyin a shaman by the obscurity. And this is higher. The oil is consumed and turns into fire. So the fire is higher than the kiloyin hashemen. Afal pikein hu, and still, notwithstanding this highest level, nase oiru meir, that becomes a light and it shines. The loy oid, and not only that, that the oil turns into, notwithstanding that it becomes, the fire becomes a light that shines. But loy oid, not only does it light, elo shal yidei hashemen hu doylek benachas, but through the oil it lights gently, it goes gently, the flame. Oir shebis yashvus, it's a light that is settled. So this is the other idea, that the light that comes from the kiloyin hashemen, which makes it on a very high level, and yet it becomes light, and the oil causes it to dry, to light gently. Yud. From all this, we extend the great advantage of the miracle of Chanukah that took place with the jug of oil. It only had enough to light one day. And a miracle happened with that jug of oil, and they lit for 8 days. The ha'oir sheid liku mishemen zeh. So here we have a miracle oil now. The oil that they lit from this oil, mikivon shoya ali deines, since it took place through a miracle, it's more higher than the shemen, even than we talked about the shemen hamoir, the which was higher already than the shemen hamishcha. And this is, but this is a shemen that came through a nes. Ba'afa pikein. And still, gam oir zeheir begilui ubis yashus. And still, it shine in a revealed way, in a settled way. V'yesh lekasher zeh And we can tie this also gam im zeh shidliku shmoyne yomis, also with the fact that they lit it for 8 days. As the Gemara says, yoyme de Chanukah tamanya inun, the days of Chanukah are 8. The inyan shmoynas yomim hu, what is the idea of the 8 days? Kimavur b'hamaymer shom, as explained in the Maimer there, it's a hamshocha mizayin yoimin de atik. It is drawing down from the 7 yoimin of atik, which is b'china nailis b'yoyser, number 7, b'malchus is 8, into malchus shoydish hanivroim. So you get down from the 7 spheres, the 7 yoimin, of Atik into Malchus, which is the Sheresh Nevroim, Vayidea Malchus Nimshach Erze Begilu Gamamata. Through the Malchus, it comes down also below. Oishidal. Vihirotzin. There's the Vihirotzin. Shebekoriv Mamesh Niske Lebius Mashiach Tzidkenu. That very soon we will merit the coming of a righteous Messiah. Then the Pasuk says, "Vihikohu l'shiva necholim," that he will smite the river into 7 streams, 7 necholim, and that will be the level of the seven yomim the atik, and that is the 7 kinei hamenorah. V'yachad im zeh, and together with that also l'kinoir shel shmoina nimim, to the harp of the 10 strands, of the 8 strands, ba'ad likiner the olam haba, until the harp of the world to come, which is even more of the shmoyne nimin, sheyeh shel eser nimin, that's going to have 10 strands, shegam kiner ze yeh b'meis hamikdash hashlishi, also that harp will be in the 3rd base Hamikdash, Sheyibone, that will be built, the Bias Mashiach Tzikeno, with the coming of a righteous Mashiach, Shari Beis Hamikdash Hashli Yiyah Beis Nitzchi. So that means the base Hamikdash Hashli, she will be an eternal home. So even the harp of 10 Nimin of Elam Haba will still be in the base Hamikdash, because the base Hamikdash is eternal. The Kol Zeh B'Koriv Mamesh, all this is very soon. Ba'ad b'yoifin d'miyad, until in a way of immediately. U'b'l'shoin ha-Rambam, as the Rambam says, miyad hein negolim, immediately they will be redeemed.